On today's show, we'll discuss the role of the prophet. We'll also take a closer look at total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Stay tuned, because here we go. Hey there, welcome once again to the program. My name is Gary Zimek, and I'll be here with you for the next 30 minutes. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you're comfortable. It's a very hot day here in southern New Jersey, but I'm in the air conditioning. Things feel really good in here. I've got my glass, a tall glass of water with a slice of lemon. That's my beverage du jour. We got lots of great things to discuss on the show today. We'll take a look at the Mass readings for Thursday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time. The first reading is about the prophet Jeremiah. What is the call of the prophet, and how does that relate to you and I? If you remember, we talked about this a little bit last night when we focused on the first reading yesterday. But we'll explore a little bit more tomorrow. We'll also have Jesus give us some instructions about parables. And I think he makes some great points. Isn't that great that I validate the statements of Jesus? he really needs me to say that he makes good points. Of course he makes good points, you knucklehead Gary. That's why he's our Lord and Savior. In addition, boy, sometimes I amaze myself with what I say. In addition, we will, since I have been speaking a lot about total consecration to Jesus through Mary, which, by the way, kicks off on the program September the 4th, mark your calendars. It is a Sunday. Yes, your friend Gary will be here while we're doing the 33-day preparation period. I'll be here even on the weekends. We'll do 15-minute shows on the weekends as well as our 30-minute Monday to Friday shows. But I've been talking about total consecration. I wanted to give you a little bit of insight according to St. Louis de Montfort, who popularized this devotion, total consecration to Jesus through Mary. So I'm going to read a little bit from his book, True Devotion to Mary. Now, if you recall, I talked about this year, we will be calling the total consecration preparation the best of the best. I am using the material that I have gleaned from several different preparation books. I think we got to the point where after doing this for 5 years, we can easily become a little bit too complacent. If you start using the same prayers each year, what happens, I think, is there's a tendency to get a little bit stagnant, and we don't want to do that. We want to make sure this is a fresh preparation each year. So I'm going to give you some of the guidelines, and these are written directly by St. Louis. He never actually came up with a day-by-day preparation for total consecration, but he does give guidelines. And that's why I feel really comfortable taking his guidelines and taking some of the great material that I have gotten from these different books, putting them all together and coming up with what I call the best of the best. This is going to be a totally unique total consecration preparation. There is none other like it, which is good, because if there was another one like it, why should you listen to mine? Right, I want this to be special. I want this to be different. And the good thing is, you don't even have to buy a book this year. A lot of times, well, in the past, we've always, and fortunately, because of our friend Ray Mooney and Tony Mullen and their wonderful apostolate, myconsecration.org, you were always able to get a free book to use, which is an incredible act of generosity on their part. But this year it's going to be even simpler because of the fact that we won't have to worry about using a book at all. I'm just going to give you the material on the program. It will be simple. You might want to write down some of the Bible verses or some of the main messages that I have for you, but I don't recommend that you take a lot of extensive notes. I want you to just listen. We're going to keep this really simple. Sometimes I think we can overcomplicate our spiritual practices. We don't want to do that because we don't want to lose sight of what we're trying to do. We're trying to get ready to consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary. So as a result, we got to do some preparation. So we'll chat about that. And I've been speaking a lot about this because I'm really excited about it. So September the 4th, we're in July right now. What are we, July 20th, July 21st today? It sounds like a long time away from September the 4th, but we're not. It's going to get here really quickly. And as we get closer, you'll hear me on EWTN and Relevant Radio, and I'll try to get it out into social media as well, talking about this total consecration, because I've done it for 5 years in a row, and no other radio show, no other Catholic radio show attempts to do this. I also took on the total spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius on the radio show. I got to do that again once I can decide on how to do it. I'll tell you what, that was very helpful. And at the time, it helped me tremendously because I was trying to determine whether or not I should continue in full-time ministry. I did that in 2012, shortly after getting laid off and launching into full-time ministry. It helped me a lot, and I understand that it helped a lot of others as well. So these are some plans. You know, this is why I have been asking for donations, and you've been helping me. It's still very slow in the summer. It always is. It's this way for all ministries, and I would continue to ask you if you believe in the work that I do. I've got a lot of ideas. I'm telling you, I am going to keep doing what I'm doing for as long as I can possibly do it, because I feel that I owe it to the Lord, and I really want to make sure that I've given it my best shot. And as a result, I always have to turn to you and say, look, if you want me to continue, if you want to see my work continue, I need the financial resources. I don't like to talk about it. You know me. I don't. But I have been able to sustain this apostolate for 4.5 years with your help. We would not be here if it was not for your help. But in addition, I have dug into every possible source of money that I could dig into, totaling literally a few $100,000, if I'm going to be honest with you here, because I believe in the message. My wife Eileen believes in the message. My daughters Mary and Elizabeth, we believe in this apostolate. What I do is essential in our opinion, and I'm sure in yours too, because you're a supporter, you listen to the program. So I need to turn to you and let you know that I am surviving, but I'm not going to survive without your continued support. So if you believe in the work that I do, if you believe in me getting the word of Christ out there to the world, I want to continue this show. This show is a big part of what I do, and I always want this show to be free of charge because I want it to be able to reach as many people as possible. But I need your help, and I would especially ask you to help me by becoming a monthly sponsor. I definitely need some new monthly sponsors. So if you're able to do that, all you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and that'll take you to the place where you become a monthly sponsor. And this is so simple. You can do it now. You could pledge as little as $10 a month. What that equates to is 33 cents a day. That's it. But to me, that's a big deal. If you can do more, by all means, I absolutely need it. But you can cancel your donation through PayPal. And keep in mind, it's all secure. You can cancel it after 1 month. You can cancel it a couple of days after you make your pledge to be a sponsor. So you're not locked in for any period of time. But that greatly helps me. The fact that you sign up to be a monthly sponsor greatly helps me so that I have a steady amount of income in addition to my speaking work, which is the bulk of the income that I make. And it can keep this apostolate going. So if you're able to do a monthly sponsorship, please consider it, especially during this time of summer. If that's not for you, and it's not for everybody, I understand that. I'm not going to force anybody. If you would rather do a one-time donation, I very much need that as well. You can do that from the same place, followingthetruth.com. Click on donate. And through PayPal, once again, you can make a secure donation, a secure one-time donation. I've had donations of anywhere from $5 single donations to $5,000. I really have. And I'm grateful for each and every donation. Whatever you can afford, whatever you feel the Lord's calling you to donate, I really could use it because I want to continue to be here. I feel the Lord wants me to be here. But the only way I'm able to do it, and this is a humility issue on my part, is to ask you to fund me. And again, I don't like it because I have a little bit of pride when it comes to this, but I need to do it. So I ask you, please consider becoming a donor, a one-time sponsor, a monthly donor. And also consider, if you're an Amazon shopper, and this is starting to really help me because people are starting to really respond to this, instead of going to Amazon.com in your browser, just go to followingthetruth.com. Every time you want to shop at Amazon, click on the Amazon image. You're going to see it on the right-hand side of every page of my website. Click on that image, and that will take you into Amazon. And everything will be the same for you. You get the same prices, the same products, nothing changes. The fact, however, that you came, the fact that you came from my website and you clicked on Amazon, the Amazon link from my website, flags all of your purchases, and they everything you buy results in a little bit of a profit for me. It's not much, but it's very much appreciated. You know, every little bit helps. And to answer the question I get asked sometimes, I'm not able to see anything you purchase. All I know is that I got X number of dollars, and I just check it at the end of the month typically. So you could do that. Mystic Monk Coffee, in the summer, coffee drinking goes down. I understand that. But if you are in the market for some great coffee produced by wonderful Carmelite monks, followingthetruth.com, click on Mystic Monk. Mystic Monk image, same thing as with Amazon. You go to Mystic Monk, you buy whatever you need, and then I get a little bit of a profit. These are ways that I continue to survive. And, you know, after 4.5 years, I'm really getting the fact that the Lord sends me incredible people such as you who were generous enough to help me move forward with my apostolate. Thank you in advance for anything that you do, and thank you for anything that you have done. I am very, very, very grateful. You are always in my prayers, and let me know if there's anything that I can do for you. My email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. Very quickly, I'm trying to think of all my upcoming radio appearances. The one that comes to mind is 7:45 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday morning. I'll be on the air with Brian Patrick and Gloria Purvis on the EWTN radio program Morning Glory. I'll be discussing my latest article, Come Holy Spirit, a great 2-second prayer that will change your life. That'll be Monday morning. Hope you can listen. Okay, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Father, you are all powerful. You are all knowing. You are all loving. You are just a wonderful, loving Father. Your mercy is infinite. You always know what we are doing, what we are thinking, and you're always watching over us, even if it feels as if we are alone sometimes. Father, we know that that is not true. We know that you're always with us and that you love us with an infinite love. We ask you, Father, to continue to provide for us, to provide for all of our needs. Sometimes we have wants that are not needs. Help us to accept what you deem necessary. A lot of times we don't realize what we really need, and we confuse with what we want with what we need. We know you love us, though, Father, so even if suffering has to come our way, we understand that that's all part of the deal. We understand that suffering can somehow benefit us. So we thank you. We ask you to help the sick, help the poor, help the lonely, help those struggling with addiction. Father, please accept all of our own personal intentions and handle them in the way that you feel best. I give you this program. I ask you to speak through me today. I ask you to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please put an end to abortion. Father, we ask for good political leaders, government leaders that will uphold your law and not stray from your law. We pray for the country of the United States. We pray for the entire world. We pray for peace. We pray for an end to terrorism. And Father, for all of these things, we ask them in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn, as we do each day, to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as together we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Lawrence of Brindisi, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Very, very good. Thanks for hanging out with me today. You know that there's always a seat for you here on the Gary Zimak Show. We're here every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. And in addition, you can download the podcast on TuneIn Radio and iTunes, free of charge, however it works for you, please. That's why I'm putting out the show on as many platforms as I can, because I want it to be really accessible. It's also why I want it to be free of charge. because I want you to listen. I really do, because I want to walk together with you as we walk on that road, which will one day, God willing, lead to heavenly life. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Lawrence of Brindisi. He entered the Capuchins in 1575 and was ordained a priest. Throughout his life, he served as preacher, diplomat, and learned scriptural writer. He held all leadership roles in the Franciscan order. Lawrence was deeply moved by the mystery of the incarnation, the coming of Christ in the flesh. Accordingly, he drew close to Mary, and he wrote the Mariale, a theological meditation that anticipated later magisterial pronouncements concerning Mary's role in the dispensing of graces. He loved the Eucharist, and his masses frequently lasted several hours. Whoa! Lawrence died in 1619 and was named a Doctor of the Church in 1959. Very interesting. That's the year of somebody's birth. Somebody who happens to host a radio program on Blog Talk Radio. You got it. 1959. That was the year I came into this world. Anyway, St. Lawrence of Brindisi, please pray for us. All right, let's get going here. Let's talk about the Mass readings today. First reading is from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, and I talked about at the beginning the role of the prophet. Jeremiah, yesterday in the first reading, said, "Lord, I'm not the guy for the job. I'm too young to be a prophet." And the Lord said, "Chill out, Jeremiah. I'm going to give you the words that you need." And I think so many times we struggle with this same idea that God might be calling me to do something, but I'm not prepared. I'm not equipped. God doesn't call the qualified. You've heard this before. God qualifies the called. Who's called? You and me. We're all called to do His work. He's going to send people into your life, and He expects you to share the good news with those people. Don't worry about how you're going to do it. Ask the Lord for help. The Holy Spirit will guide you, and trust that even if you say something wrong, He can smooth it over. But just make yourself available. Today's reading is from Jeremiah 2, beginning in verse 1. "The word of the Lord came to me, 'Go cry out this message for Jerusalem to hear. I remember the devotion of her youth, how you loved me as a bride, following me in the desert, in a land unsown. Sacred to the Lord was Israel, the first fruits of his harvest. Should any presume to partake of them, evil would befall them, says the Lord. When I brought you into the garden land to eat its goodly fruits, you entered and defiled my land. You made my heritage loathsome. The priests asked not, 'Where is the Lord?' Those who dealt with the law knew me not. The shepherds rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after useless idols. Be amazed at this, O heavens, and shudder with sheer horror, says the Lord. Two evils have my people done. They have forsaken me, and the source, they have forsaken me, the source of living waters, and they have dug themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water." That is no different than what we see in the world today. Look at church attendance. Look at the removal of God from public life. The people are turning away from the Lord again. Here's a news flash. This isn't going to turn out good. What you and I need to do is get out in there. And look, don't get overwhelmed. Don't think, how am I going to change the whole world? Focus on one person at a time. Focus on doing something kind for somebody around you today. Do at least one kind deed for somebody. I think so many times what we do is we look at the task around us, the task ahead of us, and we look at the world around us, and we think, where do I even start? You start by doing something. If you do something, then that is one thing that was done for the Lord this day. You helped somebody in some way. If you smile at them, that's showing love to one person. That's one more person that experienced love than if you did nothing. You can't get overwhelmed by the sheer volume of the work that needs to be done. All you can do is what you can do. And you start with one person at a time. One person at a time. And you do your best. You can only do what you can do, right? You can't do more than that. So don't get overwhelmed, but by all means, do something. Because I think that's the danger. We get so overwhelmed with all that needs to be done that we don't do anything. And that's a mistake. That's what the evil one wants you to do. He doesn't want you to do anything. Yeah, people are digging broken cisterns that hold no water. People are seeking their pleasure in material things. It's a big problem. It's a big problem. We see it severely in the United States, a very affluent country. People have too much. And you forget about the Lord when you have too much. You and I have work to do. Jeremiah thought he wasn't fit for the job, but he was. You are fit for the job. Don't forget that. The Lord will help you. Psalm 36 is our responsorial psalm. With you is the fountain of life, O Lord. O Lord, your mercy reaches it to heaven, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your justice is like the mountains of God, your judgments like the mighty deep. How precious is your mercy, O God! The children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They have their fill of the prime gifts of your house. From your delightful stream you give them to drink. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. Keep up your mercy toward your friends, your just defense of the upright of heart. With you is the fountain of life. The fountain of life that the Lord gives us is essentially the Holy Spirit and the grace that flows from the sacraments. So, you know, you're not asked to do anything on your own. You're not going to get to heaven on your own. You do it with a combination of grace and by really depending on the Holy Spirit. You need to be a sail. You know, if you're picture yourself as a boat and your sail needs to be up, and you need to depend on the wind of the Holy Spirit to direct you, to guide you, to let you know where you're supposed to go, what you're supposed to say, and what you're supposed to do. It doesn't mean you're a puppet. It means that the same Spirit that moved Jesus to do what he did wants to work in you. And that Spirit wants you to do good things. So let's continue to depend. That's why that prayer every day, come Holy Spirit in the morning, it's a powerful prayer. Don't think because it's three words that it's not effective. You know, sometimes I said this at the start of the show, we overcomplicate our spiritual practices. Well, I need to be praying a novena for that last 2 hours, because if I do 1 hour, it's not good enough. Who said? Take a look at the people that Jesus healed. They didn't recite any long, wordy, verbose prayer. They just said, Lord, heal me, or something to that effect. It doesn't mean novenas aren't good. They're fine. But don't get hung up on the sheer number of words. It's where your heart's at that really matters. The gospel is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. The disciples approached Jesus, and they said, why do you speak to the crowd in parables? He said to them in reply, because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look, but they do not see, and hear, but they do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, you shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their eyes. I'm sorry, they will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear it, to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Now, essentially what Jesus is saying is that he speaks in parables to make it simple. He's going to reach out and meet the people where they are. That's what he does for us. We are very fortunate. We live in a time that we have 2,000 years of church history to look back on. We have the Gospels, the written accounts of the life of Christ available to us. We can see Jesus, even though he might not look like Jesus, in the host. If you were born 3,000 years ago, you would have not had that privilege. So we're privileged. We've got the Savior has come to earth. He has redeemed us. We have been redeemed. That's already done. What we need to do is be saved. Even though we've been redeemed, we're not guaranteed our salvation. So we need to cooperate with the grace that the Lord gives us in order to reach heaven one day. Take it one day at a time. Ask Him to help you each day. Continue to look at the daily Mass readings or read the Bible and let Him speak to you. If you do that, you're going to make it to heaven. And always obey what He tells you to do. And if you mess up, go to confession. If you do that, you're going to be in good shape. Now, I told you, I have a few minutes left. I told you I want to talk briefly, and I'll do more of this when we get closer, about total consecration to Jesus through Mary. What is total consecration? Total consecration is a devotion popularized, not invented, and he's very clear on that. It was popularized by St. Louis de Montfort, but he states that he didn't invent it. He just made it popular. What I'm reading from today is contained in the book True Devotion to Mary by St. Louis de Montfort. And we're going to talk about, you know, we've got this 33-day preparation for total consecration. Before you do it, St. Louis recommends that we prepare for 33 days. He never came up with a day-by-day method, but he just came up with some guidelines. Here's what we do week one, week two, week three. And there were many versions of preparation available. The most popular is 33 Days to Morning Glory by Father Michael Gately. We have used that on the show. It's, I would say, the most popular one right now. It's a good one. But I don't want to use it every year because, again, as I said at the start, we're going to become too complacent. We're going to be like, okay, we heard this before. What's next? We don't want to become a what's nexter, as Mother Angelica has used to say. Let's talk about this preparation period. So it's 33 days. If you've never done it before, this is what it involves. St. Louis states, those who wish to enter into this particular devotion, which is consecrating your life to Jesus through Mary, after having employed 12 days at least of ridding themselves of the spirit of the world, which is contrary to the spirit of Jesus Christ, should employ three weeks, in filling themselves with Jesus Christ by the Holy Virgin. So what he's saying is that the first 12 days, which we're going to begin here on September the 4th, the first 12 days of the devotion should be devoted to ridding ourselves of the spirit of the world. Spirit of the world is different than the spirit of the Lord. During the first week after those 12 days, they should offer up all their prayers and pious actions to ask for a knowledge of themselves and contrition for their sins. And they should do this in a spirit of humility. So we're going to spend the first 12 days ridding ourselves of the spirit of the world, and that's hard sometimes. Then we'll spend the first week after that, the next 7 days, I guess, asking for a knowledge of ourselves and contrition for our sins. And let's face it, we kid ourselves sometimes. We sin a lot more than you might think we do. And during the week after that, we should apply ourselves and all of our prayers and works each day to know the Blessed Virgin Mary. The week after that, St. Louis states that they should apply themselves during the third week to know Jesus Christ. All right, so that's essentially the preparation. 12 days ridding yourself of the spirit of the world, then a week devoted to looking at your sins, then a week, and that's a fun week, isn't it? I mean, it sounds exciting, doesn't it? Just kidding. After that, we spend a week with the Blessed Mother. We spend a week with Jesus Christ. At the end of the 3 weeks, they should go to confession and communion with the intention of giving themselves to Jesus Christ in the quality of slaves of love by the hands of Mary. We have a little pledge to recite. And then once a year after that, and he recommends we do it on the same day, they should renew the same consecration, observing the same practices during the 3 weeks. So if you've already made your total consecration, as I have back in 2011, St. Louis recommends that you renew it. So we go through the whole 33 days again. We renew our consecration. Once you do it, you're going to see amazing things happen in your life. Mary's the spouse of the Holy Spirit. You're going to grow closer to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead you to Jesus. Jesus will lead you to God, your Heavenly Father. And all of a sudden, your life begins to change. It's a gradual process. Doesn't happen overnight. But the changes in your life will be phenomenal, and you will love it. Stay tuned for more information. That was a brief overview of what we're doing We'll talk more about it. Right now, I am out of time, so I got to run. God willing, I'll be back here tomorrow night as we look at the Mass readings for Sunday's Mass. We do that every Friday. Have yourself a fantastic night. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless you.